From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Finally this hour, it's time for dessert. And our ice cream sundae today is Bob Mondello's annual summer movie preview. This weekend officially kicks off Hollywood's blockbuster season, although Battleship, The Avengers, and Men in Black are already busy saving the world from aliens. What will Hollywood do next? Bob says, more of the same.
In space, no one can hear you scream encore, which is more or less what science fiction fans have been screaming at Ridley Scott since he made the original Alien. Other directors did sequels, but now Scott's made what looks like a prequel, Prometheus, in which an interplanetary expedition encounters a life form that, well, you know how this goes.
They're leaving.
To go where?
Earth.
We were so wrong.
Take us home!
Happily, once Prometheus opens, being afraid of things hurtling towards us from outer space will almost immediately be so last week. Aliens will discover that they tangle with Earth's defenses at their peril in The Watch, for instance, given our crack teams of neighborhood watch volunteers.
Look at me. Look at me.
Look at him and listen to me.
Listen to his words and look at my face, but look at him while he's talking.
Look at my face.
Don't look at him. Listen to my words. And hear his face.
And then there's an oddly bittersweet take on global annihilation called Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
The final mission to save mankind has failed. The 70-mile-wide asteroid known as Matilda is set to collide with Earth in exactly 3 weeks' time, and we'll be bringing you our countdown to the end of days, along with all your classic rock favorites.
So, what are you doing with the rest of your life?
Catching up on some me time, find God, maybe move around some chairs.
That's Steve Carell, who also has another comedy this summer, Hope Springs, in which he plays a couples counselor for Tommy Lee Jones.
I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that makes one of us.
And his wife, Meryl Streep.
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage.
This is insane. We're not 22 years old anymore.
I would like to assign you your first exercise. Tonight, I would like you to spend a period of time with your arms around one another.
I think we better stop.
A less star-studded romantic comedy, Your Sister's Sister, involves a guy who goes to a cabin to spend some alone time, finds a friend's sister there, and, well, it gets complicated.
Dad!
What are you doing here? What?
You meet my sister. I've been wanting you to meet her.
I did. We met last night.
I know. It's crazy. What are you doing here?
You don't think she'd be upset if you told her we had sex?
Why?
Because she's your sister. I'm her best friend, and it's weird.
Do you have a thing for my sister?
I do not have a thing for your sister.
Yeah, he kind of does. There are a lot of new faces in franchises you may have thought you knew well. Jeremy Renner, not Matt Damon, for instance, in Bourne Legacy.
Who the hell is he?
Andrew Garfield, not Tobey Maguire, in The Amazing Spider-Man.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Mr. Parker.
Not much to tell, really.
Colin Farrell, not Arnold Schwarzenegger, in Total Recall.
Why are you trying to kill me?
Your memory was erased. Your mind was implanted with a life you think you've lived.
And a whole new Supremes-style girl group in an all-new Sparkle.
When you see a train that's gonna get you to where you're trying to go, you gotta jump on it.
Those last two, Total Recall and Sparkle, are out-and-out remakes, a form that is otherwise in short supply this summer. But there's still plenty that's familiar, from the aging mercenaries in Expendables 2 to the antics of the romantics in To Rome with Love, a Woody Allen comedy that showcases the master himself.
They gave us such a great room. You know, you married a very bright guy. I got 150, 160 IQ.
You're figuring it in euros. In dollars, it's much less.
The picture's huge in Italy, despite complaints about stereotypes.
Hi.
This is my father.
Nice to meet you.
Without the unions, the worker would be ground into dust.
The kids are communists. The father's a mortician. Does the mother run a leper colony?
Other comedies include Safety Not Guaranteed, about a guy looking for company when he goes time traveling. Peace, Love, and Misunderstanding, in which Jane Fonda plays a free-spirited granny who bakes hash brownies, and The Campaign, with Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell as dueling political candidates.
Gentlemen, we've got some babies to kiss.
That's my baby to kiss.
The campaign's timing is certainly right. It opens just before the political conventions.
He just punched a baby.
Is anyone asking how my hand feels after punching that iron-like jaw of that baby?
Speaking of kids, there's a raft of animation for the little ones, including Ice Age, Continental Drift.
Hey, this cruise has entertainment.
Seriously?
Sid, you're out of your mind.
The director of Coraline's latest supernatural weirdness, Para Norman.
Norman, wait up!
I like to be alone.
So do I. Let's do it together.
The first Pixar picture centered on a girl, Brave.
Merida, stop!
A lady enjoys elegant pursuits.
Yeah, not so much. And Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, in which everybody's favorite zoo animals discover a way to travel incognito.
Circus, Afro circus, Afro circus, Afro, polka dot, polka dot, polka dot, Afro.
Really?
Move it!
If all of this sounds like a bit much, there are a few quieter pictures. I mean, it's summer, so not too quiet. But there's a French live-action sort of Amelie-like romance called Chicken with Plums from the director of Persepolis, a beautifully acted post-Hurricane Katrina slice of life called Beasts of the Southern Wild, as well as a pair of musician documentaries, Neil Young Journeys and Paul Williams Still Alive.
When you write a song with a girl's name, did you ever tell the girls, hey, I was thinking of you when I wrote this?
A lot of Holiday Inns have heard those lines.
There's another documentary that sounds like fiction, but isn't. Queen of Versailles, about a billionaire couple who built themselves a mansion with 90,000 square feet of space and 10 kitchens. But most summer movies offer more active fantasies. Snow White and the Huntsman, say, or Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, or a film version of Broadway's power rock big hair musical, Rock of Ages.
Ladies and gentlemen, the icon of rock, Dicey Jacks.
I am going to light this place on fire.
Also taking the stage, though a much smaller one, is Channing Tatum in Magic Mike, which is based loosely on a job he had before he took up acting, as a stripper.
I'm just trying to figure out why stripping.
Women, money, and a good time.
Just try not to forget about the people who exist in the daylight, the non-vampire.
Right. Are we fighting? Is this our first fight?
There's also Premium Rush, a snappy-looking thriller starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt as a bike messenger in trouble. Savages, Oliver Stone's look at some mild-mannered drug dealers in trouble, and Christopher Nolan's final epic about a caped crusader in trouble.
You don't owe these people anymore.
The conclusion of his Dark Knight trilogy.
You've given them everything.
Not everything. Not yet.
The Dark Knight Rises is the one movie with a shot at topping The Avengers at the box office, if that matters. It will be big, and so likely will be summer 2012. I'm Bob Mandela.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.